Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why, Mr. Anderson? Why? Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning and we're like, you know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak. And I realized, man, I'm fixing stuff on a surface level. I'm all surface, man. I'm not going deep into the cellar of my mind and fixing the foundation of my soul. My soul is broken. I knew I could fix it, but I was afraid to go back. I was afraid to face the demons of my life. I'm always gonna live on a surface level until I go deep, deep into the sewer of my mind to figure out and face all of these different demons.
You're gonna have to go through hell, worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends yes. on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. You got to get after it, and you got to have discipline.
To get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. Yeah.
This is the quote that I've lived my whole life out.
It's in Bruce Lee's quote.
Exactly. It's here. It's in my house. I have this thing everywhere, because you might as well be dead. Seriously. If you always put limits on what you can do, physical or anything else, it'll spread over into the rest of your life. There are no limits, there are only plateaus. A man must constantly exceed his level.
Fear. Fear keeps a lot of motherfuckers from being successful. It keeps you making excuses for yourself. Fear lives one place and one place only, and that's in your mind. Martin Luther King had a dream. Don't let fear fuck yours up.
If you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else, because in a world where it's never been easier to do nothing, doing something becomes extraordinary.
I'm comfortable falling short of big goals, and I would rather fall short of a big goal and consider myself a failure than lower the goals to the level which I can accomplish all of them just so I can feel like I'm a success. It's less about the goal setting, and it's more about the mindset of being okay being the failure. Because what it does is it frees you to imagine bigger, take risks like you never imagined you could before, because failure is not the thing you're afraid of.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now. And you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Yeah.
What would that guy do right now?
Yeah.
Because you are.
Purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is, and go attack it. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
The biggest advice I could give you right now, and this is not my words, Woody Allen told me this. I said, Woody, what's the secret to success? He said, 85 to 90% of life is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? Who would you spend your time with? Where would you go? What would you want to do? What would be important? What would be unimportant? If you ask that question over and over again, you'll have a tendency to keep your life in balance. Everything in moderation.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work. The discipline of patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience. Because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, don't do that.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
Only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Right.
You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way and has a good perspective on it elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them. It reminds them that they're just mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or whatever.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because I bet that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. And for me. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
The best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough and technically equipped to do things that you had, then you learned those things and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have, no matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that, if you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
You could get in that ring on one given night and make the world fair.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. And it, like, this race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going and only where you're going to be your best self.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fold. Can you summon your talent and will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? I'm always looking at fights or looking at anything else. I can do this. I'm as good as that. Be confident and be humble. Train hard. That's it. Just
don't ever sell out for the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today. Believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them. One day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
If you ever get to a stage where you're saying, you're looking at something and saying, nah, that doesn't work, that's my way is better. That's the wrong way of thinking. You want to learn absolutely everything. You want to absorb everything. And you want to be perfect, you know. You're looking for perfection. And you're looking to be able to move every way. That's what I'm looking for anyway, you know.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just... It's obvious. Leave the job. Leave the... get, like, it's your brother. It's the, you know, the killer's hiding in the cupboard, whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax, get better. First part of your life you learn, second part of your life you earn, third part of your life you return.
Today I'm no longer be a loser. Today I'm gonna change my path. I'm gonna get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm gonna see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this hole. I don't wanna be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circular motion of shit.
Set up a schedule
and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So it's a very different video, because yesterday I made the choice to get up early and run, but today's another day. Today's another day that I'm faced with another choice to make. So I'm making the choice again to put my shoes on early in the morning and get active again. So make the right decision.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything, ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. That's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands. Everything is possible. Go. Go. Take it.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. I mean, I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running it, 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
when I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. My friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.